the mass arrests in New York City, violence, UCLA. I've heard there's negotiations going on. What is the latest in all of these protests? MSU's is pretty low key. I will say that. We give our kids that. Eben Brown getting down all over town. He joins us now. He's been following that for Fox News. Hey, Eben, how are you doing?
Good morning.
So the latest is, was there a negotiation going on, or it seems like everything's starting to wane a little bit, isn't it?
Well, it appeared to wane a bit. We don't know if things will wax again, if you will, if they'll come back. But, yeah, there were a couple of incidents. I think, like, for instance, Northwestern was the students of the protesters, because it's not all students, and it's some of it's faculty, and a lot of it is apparently people who don't even have anything to do with that particular university community, but they are making these demands that the college divest from anything having to do with Israel. But also they start making demands about climate change stuff. What does that have to do with anything? it goes to show that some of this stuff is really maybe for show or whatnot.
Yeah.
But things did get violent at UCLA, as you saw the other night. Things have been getting violent all over. And even though they may be wanting, we've been sort of laughing at their demands of being brought food that is non-GMO and vegan and all this other stuff, but then they start shouting, kill the Jews, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
This is really not something to be laughing at, I think, long term here.
But it seems like it's starting to wind down a little bit. I'm wondering, do you think, or is there any talk about these continuing on? Boy, that's going to be a long time, especially with commencements going on, but all the way up into, say, convention time?
Well, it probably will. Look, there have been a couple of these incidents, specifically Columbia, specifically Northwestern, where the kibosh wasn't put down on this very quickly. And so therefore it kind of gave, I think, the wrong message to say, hey, you can do this and get away with this. So will we see these types of things at the political conventions, especially, I think, the Democratic convention? Yeah, I think you will.
Yeah.
I think that's sort of when you let these things fester, then they begin to become a bit more emboldened. There's protesting, and then there is a blocking right of way. There's harassing people. There's vandalizing. There's burglary, which took place in Columbia. When you break into a building. And you trash it, and you block in it, you refuse to leave, and you block the entrance, and you hold people against their will, that's not First Amendment.
That becomes terrorism.
It's at the very least a crime. I mean, it's burglary, it's breaking and entering, it's vandalism, it's unlawful detention or kidnapping. And if you're doing it for the purpose of trying to force some kind of political change, then maybe that would be terrorism. Look, these are people at Columbia University the other night, they took over the Hamilton Hall, and they weren't letting a janitorial staff leave. And these are the people wearing keffiyeh scarves and chanting, "We are Hamas." Well, yeah. Hamas takes hostages, as you've all learned.
Mm-hmm. So these guys in South Carolina, the guys who were holding up the American flag, those frat boys?
Or North Carolina, yeah.
North Carolina. Man, if they're not on a talk show circuit or making around, we want to get them on this show. Those guys.
Well, they're making the rounds, all right. In fact, there's a couple of celebrities threw together a fundraiser on, I think it's on GoFundMe or one of those sites. I think it's raised over $400,000 so far. It was initially said, let's throw these guys a rager, because they're frat boys. And it's pulled up about more than $475,000. I mean, they could pay off everyone's tuition in the frat, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So,
Well, Joe Biden's going to do that for them. But there's
not
that.
Really, but that's, that's another thing. But, The point is that what these young men did, many of them, by the way, were Jewish, and they were there to be counter-protesting in support of Israel. but they ran to assist the American flag. I'd like to point that out, that if you've ever seen a pro-Israel rally, you've seen the American flag proudly waved with the Israeli flag. You've not seen the American flag trampled on or burned or anything like that the way you see at a pro-Hamas rally.
Yeah, that's a stark difference, of course. Well, we'll see what happens day to day. Things are changing. Eben Brown have been following this thing. It does seem like things are starting to, but it, like you said, as soon as you start, quote, negotiating, boy, that just opens the door. Well, let's just do this again next time when we want, free sandwiches on our meal plan or whatever. All right. Have a great weekend, Eben. I know you're going to cover this and a ton of other stuff for us, so we appreciate it. Stay safe, and we'll talk again.
You bet. Take care.
See you later. 1320 WILS. Yeah, those guys, they are on the that's funny. I didn't know that some celebrities had started a GoFundMe. How do you dole that money out? Who's in charge of that? That might be kind of interesting. Well, 1320 WILS, Mike Austin back in just a minute.